Yeah, but I mean, like, you watch that one, and it is, it's fucking, you read that.
Super ugly like, show. We get through by the bare minimum of death and expect nothing more. True savages of podcasting game. It's Super Ugly Show time.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Fucking Richie's Super Ugly Show.
Yo.
What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie, not you, asshole.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is in. I'm telling you, not. Rocky, it is. You're a fucking mental patient. Camel toe is in.
Fuck you guys.
Super ugly. Yeah. A lot of people don't like light on. That's part of the show. It's part of like, hey, come on, no! No!
But if you're here to piss off people, how valuable is your life really?
Yeah, fucking Rocky.
Just sing this.
I gave up on your call.
Just sing this.
Just sing this. Oh no.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
What'd you do?
Nothing. I didn't do nothing.
What happened?
I don't know.
The thing just stopped? Are we on? Yeah, we're on. I see my handsome self there.
Yeah, we're on. We're on.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Super Ugly Show. Quite a week.
Yeah.
Quite a week. Apparently, if you're let into the Capitol building and, you know, they let you in, which the Capitol building is open to the public, by the way, during those hours, it's a riot. And when you burn down half the country and, you know, loot and throw bricks at police and run cops over and, you know, harm innocent people or disrupt people while they're eating dinner or shoot fireworks at them while they're eating dinner out on the sidewalk, that's peaceful protesting. So apparently we live in fucking backwards world.
Mm.
You know, what did the... Trust me, I'm not defending the idiots that went to the Capitol. They're morons. They're assholes. Everything that's happened to them, good. I'm glad you're on the no-flight list. Just like that side was saying when the riots were happening. Let's stop calling them protests. When the riots were happening, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Well, now you played a stupid game. You're winning stupid prizes. Good. Fuck you. You did some dumb shit. But to act like...
It's different?
Yeah. Which it is, actually. It's very different. One girl got killed by a cop. How many cops killed people during the Black Lives Matter protests?
I don't remember.
Zero, Rich. Zero.
Yeah.
In fact, zero. What the cops did do was kneel in front of these people as they burned down the fucking cities and ran over their fellow officers. They knelt down in front of them to show solidarity. Mm. So all the people, too, posting, if those were black people, man, we would have blood on this. No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a single drop of blood, at least from the police, during the riots over the summer, or even in Portland, still going on now. So stop acting like there would have been blood if it was black or brown. I love how they throw brown in there, too. I haven't seen one Spanish person in any of this. Like, stop lumping them in there.
No, we've been home.
Yeah. They're like me. They're watching, just watching the world burn and just going, eh, what are you going to do? Yeah, like, stop it. But to sit there and act like these if you even want to call, they're rabble rousers. The people who went in, they're like, they're annoyances. The people who went into the Capitol, they're not rioters. What they do, they messed up an office. They threw some papers around. Oh, watch out for these crazy badasses! They threw some papers around.
Wasn't those people? Were those people Antifa?
Some of them were.
They were
like
right?
The one guy, his mommy called the press, the idiot wearing the bullhorns. Mommy called the press and said he hasn't eaten in days because they won't give him any organic only meals.
No way.
You're in prison, fuckhead. That's what happens when you go to prison. You don't get special treatment and mommy can't help you, you fucking dickhead.
Oh my God.
What a stupid asshole. And to sit there and tell me that guy's a Trumper and he eats nothing but non-organic food.
Bullshit.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Bullshit.
Okay.
That's
Trumpers are eating fucking steaks and shooting cows in the fucking head and skinning them alive.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. Stop.
That's not a Trump guy. Sorry.
Yeah.
That guy was there to pretty much incite shit.
And most of them were. Like, the Trump people, really, you didn't see any of them doing anything. Like, they were in the office putting his feet up on Nancy. Whoa, what a maniac. Yeah, that's comparable to burning down a fucking building or running over a police officer or running up to him and throwing a brick at his head from behind. Totally the same thing.
He torched a precinct.
And again, I'm not saying what they did was right.
It's not right.
I watched it in disgust going, this is fucking disgusting. Trust me, I'm not defending these Capitol fucking running in morons. But the fact that one side wants to turn a blind eye to all the bullshit their side's been doing for the past 8 months and point fingers at this side as if they did any type of harm. They didn't do any harm. What'd they do? They messed up an office. As far as I can see, that's all they did. Yeah. They messed up an office and stole a podium, which I'm pretty sure they got the podium back anyway.
Yeah.
So what did they do? They messed up an office. Whoa. I mean,
they didn't
Jesus.
Burn the fucking, they didn't burn it down or nothing.
They didn't burn down fucking, how many cities got burned down? How many? It's fucking unbelievable. Yeah. It really, like, that's what drives me nuts about the whole thing. Because, again, I'm completely in the middle of this thing.
If anybody disagrees with Rocky, only disagrees. If you disagree with what Rocky is saying, please call the number 631-317-2277.
But, you know, me being in the middle, and I love those people, you're in the middle, what kind of pussy thing is that? You can't pick a side. No, I'm not going to pick a side. You're the fucking pussy who's the sheep that's letting some other fucking people decide how you're going to think and how you're going to feel and who you're going to like and who you're not going to like. Eat my dick. That's right. I'm in the middle because they're both shit. They're both piles of shit. And I'm not going to pick a pile of shit to fucking jump into.
Yeah, but, in defense, I feel that, to be honest with you, I feel like my freedom is being... my freedoms are being more respected on the Republican side.
I agree 100%.
And I
trust me, if I have
I value
lean,
my freedom. I have my free. I love my freedoms. I want to work. If somebody tells me I can't work, fuck you.
Yeah.
And the left side is telling me that I have to stay home. I have to wear a mask. I have to shut down my business. I don't like that. I don't think that's right.
If I'm leaning towards one way, it's definitely the right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because like, I agree that. I think that fucking, that, you know, our freedoms are being stripped away from us.
Now, speaking of freedoms, because we're not going to say whose name, but everybody knows who we're talking about, was thrown off of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
You can't even say the president's name.
Uber Eats, it's apparently, so, threw so him off their app.
It's
Airbnb.
So
Airbnb threw off Tim Dillon for some fucking reason. Like, he's not allowed to use Airbnb anymore.
Why? That's so messed up.
Who the fuck knows why?
I seen a thing saying... Can you imagine if the phone company wouldn't allow you to say the things like fucking YouTube and all the other things? Did you ever see that or no?
Yeah, and this is my other favorite part about all that, because all the people go, well, they're a private company. They're allowed to do what they... So, yeah, and so is the bakery that denies service to the gay couple. Stop giving them shit.
Yeah.
Okay? And so is every fucking private company. So are the places that allow people to walk in without masks.
It's
so
like,
shut the fuck up. They're a private company. They can do what they want. Eat a dick.
Yeah. Imagine the phone company canceling your service because they don't like what you say to your friends. That's what Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are doing today. And it's true.
It's fucking utter insanity. And all it is, it's silencing. That's
yeah.
all it is. Because you're not... And where is it? This had me fucking rolling. Let me go to my Twitter feed to find good old Jack over there. Good old fucking Jack from fucking Twitter. This fucking lying Nazi piece of shit. Oh, I hate him so much. Like, he's the epitome of a fucking douchebag fucking hipster. Oh, this one had me laughing today, actually. Andrew Schultz. If anyone hasn't watched Andrew Schultz on Netflix yet, Andrew Schultz Saves America, go and watch it immediately. This dude is very quickly becoming my favorite person in the country. New York is legalizing weed. Let me get this straight, which we are, finally.
He's been saying this for years.
Yeah, no, but they're desperate for money. And they're also like legalizing some new form of gambling also. When a state is desperate for money, it sells an illegal substance to get by. But when people sold that same illegal substance to get by, never mind. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wait,
Andrew, he stopped because he's like, why bother?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but his point is absolutely valid. So these people struggling to get by sold weed and you arrested them for it. New York is now struggling to get by, so they're going to sell weed and totally fine.
Yeah.
Totally. It, again, it's the double standards by the politicians that you all decide to back. That all of you decide to fucking back.
And love. But
what
and,
we
and
need
die
to do
for.
As a
they
country is on all the next elections, literally zero people have to vote. We have to get zero people to vote. So they're all sitting there with their hands up their asses going, well, what the fuck do we do now? They didn't pick anybody. Yeah. They picked nobody. We need a countrywide blackout during the voting. A 100% blackout. That's the only way this thing stops. Because if they don't have any votes, no one wins. And then they realize...
That's impossible.
Of course it is, because you're always going to get those assholes that are going to go out and vote anyway. But if we actually could get a solidarity fucking thing going in this goddamn country for once and stop letting the politicians divide us, which is all they have been doing for the past, I don't know, at least as far as I'm concerned, 2008, like probably even before that. Maybe it started with Bush, but it really fucking ramped up during Obama's administration. Mm. So stop letting them divide you and fucking open your fucking eyes to what they're actually doing to all of us and wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
But instead, you all want to have your team as if it's the fucking Giants versus the Bills. And like, we got to win this game. It's not a fucking game. It's our lives, you stupid fucking idiots. It's your life that you're letting them fucking ruin. And you laugh when it happens to the other side. But just wait, because it's coming your way. Yeah. You act as if it's not coming your way. It will. And then you're going to be like, how the fuck did we get here? Well, you're the one who created this because you backed these fucking idiots letting them do it. Because you were like, good, that team's getting fucked over. Ha, ha, ha.
It's all reactions to the fucking, to the shit that you're throwing now, you know?
It's ridiculous. It's just fucking crazy.
I try not to get involved too much, man. When I start hearing people talk about this and like in the shop and everything, I try and get away from it.
Well, here was a nice LA Times article because, you know, this is what we need more of. LA Times, Netflix's Cobra Kai is too white. So on top of their tweet, you know, I had to quote their tweet. I go, now do Stars Power or ABC's Blackish? Like, are those shows too black? Where's that article? No, because it doesn't fucking matter. Like, stop making it a fucking thing. It's not a fucking thing. No one was thinking that until you wrote your stupid fucking article. And not for nothing, they have black people in the show. They have Asian people in the fucking show.
Yeah.
But what, that doesn't meet your fucking quota? Like, how many do they need for you to not write this fucking article?
That's fucked up.
Of course it is, because here's another one. Beautiful Nancy Pelosi. This is from 2017. Our election was hijacked. There is no question. Congress has a duty. Protect our democracy and follow the facts. So it's okay when you thought your election was stolen to tweet shit out like that. And Jack Fuckboy over on Twitter totally just left it up there. No fact checks, nothing. Totally fine. But when Trump does, Mr. President does it, boom, gone. You're thrown off. Yeah. Thrown off for good. For good.
It's so fucking weird.
It's crazy.
You don't want to know something, though? You know, them doing this shit is going to give him more power than ever.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Let's take... this is a conversation between me and you right now, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Say they throw him off of all this shit. They ban him off all social media, okay? All that's going to do is get these people to back him even more. Now, when he says, listen, and the day that he says, listen, guys, I don't agree with that, and this is what's going on here, I don't agree with it. So those of you that back me, this is what we're going to do. And he's going to have the power to do that shit.
Well, you know what's going to happen, and this is when all of you are going to be like, fuck, we forgot, he's a billionaire. He's going to create his own Twitter. Yeah. And then guess what? 50 million people. How many people voted for him? 80 million people are going to jump onto that service immediately.
Yeah,
80 million people will jump on the second he opens it.
I'll go on it.
Of course you will.
Of course.
And so will 80 other million people, and you're going to make him more money because you wanted to. Oh, here's the tweet I was talking about.
I'll freaking erase my. You've been kicked off of Twitter so many times.
So many times, and for nothing. Sometimes, some of it was for nothing. You know what I mean? But you could show pussy and have girls blowing people and getting cum sprayed all over their face. That's totally fine.
Cum everywhere.
That's, everywhere. Yeah. You know, spread eagle fucking pussy shots. Totally fine. But, you know, say a few naughty words and, you know, that's the line. Yeah. Lucky Lowe got banned for life. He got one of my bans.
Really?
Yep. Here's Jack. Beautiful Jack. This is October 2015. The owner of Twitter. Okay? Fuckhead Jack. Twitter stands for freedom of expression. We stand for speaking truth to power, and we stand for empowering dialogue. I just put the gif of Will Ferrell underneath and just says, I wish you weren't a liar. But you ever see that sketch?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite sketches.
Yeah, when they're at the dinner table.
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Yeah, very funny.
But, you know, like, that's what, like, you go back, and again, Twitter's there forever. Like, so you just look like a fucking hypocrite.
Yeah.
Because all we have to do is go back through some of your tweets, and we'll find where you're talking shit.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting a double standard on a guy just because you don't like him.
Yeah, it's so fucking
like, that's
weird.
The crazy, and all the people that are like, good, fuck him, he's off. I'm like, really?
Yeah, but what happens when it comes to you?
Well, that's my point. I'm like, this is the First Amendment freedom of speech that a lot of countries don't fucking have, and you're applauding that it's being stripped away, you dumb fucks.
Yeah.
Like, why? Because you don't like the guy's tweets? Like, do you understand the mental fucking insanity that is going on with yourself that you think it's okay to censor somebody because you don't like them?
Yeah, the consequences to that are it's unexplained, the consequences of that,
because we've had the freedom of speech our whole lives, and when you start seeing it stripped away, the fact that, you know, you had Luke and Dee Snider and people like that back in the 80s literally in front of Congress fighting for free speech, NWA, and now you're just totally fine with it. You, because why? Because the bad man with blonde hair, I don't like him.
It's so,
that's your reason.
Yeah, it's not. It's really fucked up, man. It's really fucked up. It's good. Yeah, don't let it stress you. You can't.
This is it. I get it out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if I do it on Twitter, I get thrown off.
Of course you will.
We might even get thrown off here. Who
it's
knows?
Possible.
I'm not backing up Trump. You know, I'm not sitting there saying
I like him. You're stating facts.
But I'm backing up our freedoms. That's what I'm backing up. I'm backing up the fact that you're so quick to just throw away the freedoms that we've had for fucking 270 years, and you're just fine with it. You're just fine with it. 250 years.
Because you don't like somebody. But like I said, what happens when they don't like you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That the person, or what happens is when it's your turn, when it's your time, that they say, you know what? I don't like you, and I don't like what you said.
George Bush was in that well looking up going, it's our time down here. Huh. All right?
Huh. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
And now they want to spend the next fucking, 5 days trying to impeach this guy? You got nothing better to do?
Yeah, there's only a few days left. What the fuck?
You got nothing better to do. How about figure out the fucking budget that you fucked up? How about figure out how all these people that don't have fucking jobs that are homeless, how about you figure out how to fucking help them?
Yeah.
Stop fucking trying to get this guy impeached. Just let it go. He's leaving in 5 days.
What happened? Hello, you're on Super Ugly. Who are you and where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Kanukistan, the Soviet Republic just north of you.
The motherfucking devious Dave Rose. By the way, Scott, once again, I did not get you banned off Twitter. It was one of my listeners, absolutely, but it was not me. I even know the person who did it, but I'm no rat. So, but, you know, I know you got me kicked off, and that's totally fine. We're cool now. It's in the past. But again, just to clarify, I did not get you off Twitter. It was one of my listeners.
So what's up, Dave? What can we help you with?
Well, General Rock here has got me riled up.
Oh.
Don't get too riled up. We might get thrown off of YouTube.
Yeah. He's got my blood pressure up, too.
Obviously, I agree with Rock. And the fact is, though, the lack of self-awareness that a lot of these people, and unfortunately, well, actually, you know what? To be quite honest, it seems like only Gen X doesn't seem to be the ones that have fallen for this shit, because the boomers, millennials, and the zoomers, okay, so, you know, boomers, Gen Y, and then Gen Z, they're the ones who are fucking having these fucking conniptions and not understanding, like, I'm glad that he got banned off social media, not realizing how that applies to them as well. That whole poem, like, oh, what, they came for the gypsies, I didn't do anything because I wasn't a gypsy. They came for the Jews, I didn't do anything because I wasn't a Jew. Oh, and then they came for me and nobody was here to fucking defend me.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that these, like, all these people, so it's not just, you know, it's not just dumb kids. it's old people, it's young people, it's people in between that are just oblivious to the fact that, you know, yeah, you can hate somebody, dislike somebody, but if you are calling for their voice to be silenced, that rule eventually will come down on you.
Well, you know what it is, Dave? This is exactly what it is.
100%.
We're the last generation. Like, our kids now are being kind of raised the way we were. Like, we were raised by that working class type of people. You know what I mean? Like, there was still morals. There was still values. There was still, you know, family structure. There was stuff like that. Now it's sit your kid in front of a TV and let your kid raise him. Or, let the TV raise him. Or let the phone raise him. Or let the iPad raise him.
Or let the socialist teacher raise them.
Exactly. Exactly. We're the last ones cut from that cloth of, like, you know, you got to work for what you get. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way the world works. It's not going to be handed to you. No one's going to knock on your door and go, here's your fucking check just for being white or being an American or whatever these people think is going to happen. You have to work for what you get. And after our generation, you know, anywhere between, I guess, I don't even want to say 35. I feel like I'm literally the cutoff. If you're like, I'm 38, so I want to say, like, if you're 37, 36, you're still cut from that cloth, maybe. But even some of those people, like,
right.
I see them.
I'm
literally
the
tail end of it. You know what I mean? Like, I am literally the last year of it.
I'm 40.
Yeah, but, you know, and you see those people and up, they're the ones that are on the right or the ones that at least see it the way we see it. Because, again, I'm not aside here, like I said,
and it's not even on the right, to be honest, Rock. It's just people who are like, okay, fine, I don't like the Republicans. They've got a track record of fucking being slimy and shit. Trump obviously is an anomaly, but then let's take a look at the Democrats. They're full of shit too. So you know what? I'm disenfranchised because neither side represents what I'm looking for. So I'm, you know, displeased with the political situation, and they call it out on all sides.
It's the blindness that drives me nuts. Like, that's really what gets me going. Like, that's really what pisses me off, is that they just want to go, I don't see what my side did. We're not talking about that. We're discussing what you guys did right now. Forget about that. That was 2 months ago. And fires? What fires? We didn't see any fire. Taking over a city for 6 square blocks? What are you talking? That never happened.
3 months of terror and $10 billion worth of damage? No, that's nothing to do with a few broken windows and podiums stolen by Antifa.
And some papers thrown around. That's like the pictures they were showing was like, oh, they're picking up dust from a fire extinguisher. It's like, that's the best you can do. Look how messy this office is.
There are about 3 million people. Close to 3 million people appeared in Washington prior, you know, to the Capitol thing. So 3 million people were milling through the streets, you know, having fun, doing this. They went to the Trump rally. Trump spoke. Okay, let's go to the fucking Capitol. They marched there, and then it dispersed.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. It was only a few thousand that were on top of the building that were trying to supposedly breach.
And then the ones that actually got in, it was a couple dozen. If it was 50 people that even got in.
The people that got in was, it may have been 100 at most.
And that's really stretching.
No more than 100 people got into the Capitol that were filmed, and they marched peaceably, at least in certain places.
And the ones that got into the Senate, I mean, was what, 10? If that, 5?
Exactly. Like, it compared to the crowds outside.
Well, Black Lives Matter got a mural on the street for it, for their reign of terror. You know, everyone decided to put murals on the streets for them.
Multiple government buildings that were essentially in session while they were invaded by thousands of people in Georgia, for example, during their meetings by Black Lives Matter activists, and they shut down the actual event and stuff.
And they're
the,
like,
actual voting process.
The best thing was, how could they desecrate, you know, the Capitol building? That's really, I remember during the Black Lives Matter, they burned down a fucking church that was a historical landmark. They were ripping down landmarks of non Confederate people. Like, they destroyed a black
statue of Stevie Ray Vaughan. What the fuck did they ever do to any of them?
Dude, they desecrated, like, it was a 9/11 memorial, one of them, and then another one was something like very positive for black people. Like, it was a black memorial that they fucking, like, destroyed, and it's like, you don't even know, you're just destroying just to destroy. Yeah. But, you know, a few people walking into the Capitol building and
that's
throwing some papers around.
You're not calling them protests, you're calling them riots, because that's what they were.
Yeah, but not if you watch the media. Not if you watch the media. They shut Trump off today.
Actually,
they shut him off again today.
Actually, what you saw in Portland was an insurrection because they literally made certain demands. They shut down the police department. They intimidated the government officials. That was an insurrection. What you saw in Washington literally was basically a bunch of useful idiots and Antifa and, you know, various socialists that went in there. And it's like the funny thing is that they had all these systems installed in Washington prior to this event. So like their biometric systems have been proven where like they were scanning people and their faces. And now these people are like connected to social media. And then they find out, oh, this guy was like at the BLM process prior. He was like supporting Antifa at a prior event. So it's like, wow, this really connects. These people really are fucking Antifa.
Well,
the
Horns guy was in Arizona at some Antifa fucking
event. Apparently, I think he's, from what I've read, I haven't confirmed it, but I've read that
son-in-law.
He's married to Pelosi's
I read that too. I couldn't get confirmation on it, though.
Really?
Yeah, he wouldn't be in jail, though. If he was...
He's an actor. He's a voice actor, and he does other sort of, you know...
He wouldn't be in jail, though. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be out of jail. He wouldn't be in front of a judge. Like, he would have been out.
Gentlemen, remember this. Remember that even during the summer, celebrities were literally bankrolling...
Yeah.
These criminals.
The bails... The cost of bail for all these people that were literally burning cities down that eventually came out to the cost of $10 billion.
Can you believe that?
But now,
of course, you know, I can. Of course, I can. They got to pander to the people that they think actually give a shit when they don't realize. Like everybody watches your shit. Why are you taking a side? Shut the fuck up. Make your movie. Play your sport. Shut the fuck up. Because all you're doing is losing half your audience.
Yeah.
Like I never understood that logic with those people.
Yeah.
Like I don't give a fuck what fucking Ali Wong thinks, or I don't give a fuck
what Robert De Niro
thinks.
You.
Make your movie and shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't.
Why do we like he says something, Robert De Niro? Like I can give a fuck what he says.
He's made me hate him.
Yeah.
I loved Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
I loved him. He makes me fucking sick.
Yeah.
If I valued his political opinion, I'd implore him to run for office.
You ever see him in an interview? He's the most dullest, blandest fucking person. If he doesn't have a script to read, he is a dud. Watch him in any interview. He is the biggest bore fest ever. Zero personality. Zero.
Damn, we just got called out. Doug Fox is onto something. Hold on. I just like to say this whole show is officially the most depressing episode of the Soup Brothers show ever.
Dave, thanks for calling in. We love you. We're going to move on from this stuff, If you want to stay and hang out, we're going to talk about Floyd Mayweather's awful beard, all right? Rich, pull up the picture.
That's a nice way of saying Dave ruined things.
No, dude. That's cool. We've been going on with it.
Because you riled me up. All
right. No, it's all good. All right, how about this?
Have yourself a great night.
We love you, Dave.
Thank you, Davey.
I love Dave. I really do. It's just I don't want people, you know, hopping out because I get it. We did a half hour on it. It's time to move on.
Oh, we did a half hour on it?
We did. It's
That's
time
disgusting.
To move on. It is.
Can we erase the history of the show?
I don't know how to edit. You know.
But Floyd's beard.
Let's move on to Floyd's awful fake beard. Now, look at this idiot. On the right side, clearly this man can't grow a beard. Now, all of a sudden, he's got a full fucking beard line.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen. And like, what do you think? We're all idiots, Floyd? You bought a beard, you fucking man-child.
Yeah, that's straight. That's what what do you call it? A fucking spray gun.
You think that's spray or you think it's implants? I think it's implants.
You think it's... No.
I think it's implants, bro.
This fucking guy got implants on his
face? I really think it's implants. Look at that shit. Because... His regular beard looks like pubes. It's awful. It's his goatee. Like, that's clearly the only thing he can grow. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But then the rest of it, the only reason why I even caught wind of this is because 50 Cent, of course, was making fun of him. I love fucking 50. Like, he just comes out and swinging at anybody.
Oh, my God, that is fake.
It's absolutely fake. It's absolutely fake. Like, it's
what?
The...
What do you do?
Like, it...
What are you
guys,
doing?
Guys, if you can't grow a beard, it's okay. Just don't grow a beard.
Yeah, this is not right. Don't do that.
Don't fake it. You know, don't fake it.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Beards aren't for everybody.
That's not nice. That's fucking nuts. He has no hair there.
Dave writes that beard gate. Dave, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to lighten the mood. I love you, bro. I didn't. If you wanted to stay on, we totally would have kept you, but I don't think you wanted to talk about Floyd's beard. So, you know. But look at it. It's patchy on the right side. Fucking Patches O'Houlihan over here, right? That was his name? Yeah. Patches O'Houlihan.
Yeah.
And then fucking perfectly lined beard. Perfectly lined.
God.
I mean, his chin looks a little fucked up. Like, one side's lower than the other. This guy's a 100 million times over. And you can't get someone to line that shit up right? Come on.
Seriously, that's horrible.
I'm broken my shit's lined up.
Yeah. You know? Word. That's fucking crazy.
It's just terrible. And God bless 50 Cent for just fucking calling people out on their shit. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that he's just such a fucking...
he's an asshole. Oh, my God, he is.
He's such a fucking prick, but I love him for fucking every fucking second of it. All right, Rich, you finally finished Cobra Kai?
What a great fucking season. I've had some complaints on it from other people, though.
Give me them.
They say that...
Before I even hear them, fuck those people, but give them to me.
All right, well, they said... That, okay, so the whole episode, the whole season was a build-up, and they didn't even get, you didn't even get the fucking, you didn't get the tournament.
Yeah, that's called keeping your attention and letting you now linger for more.
No, I know, but some people are mad about that.
Well, get over it. Then write your own show. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Fuck off, you know? Like, I'm not mad about it. That fight at the end at Daniel's house was awesome. Mm. I can't wait to see the repercussions for that. People break into my fucking house and start fucking my shit up. I'm going to be pretty fucking pissed. Yeah. And then that fight with Kreese and Johnny and all them at the end, that was great.
Yeah, it was good.
It was fucking great.
Yeah.
And then a phone call. You know who he's... I love how every season ends with a phone call.
Yeah.
Every season ends with a phone call, a message. Something with the phone every fucking season.
It's Silver, right?
Of course.
It has to be.
It has to be. And I can't wait for him to come back.
And Bad Boy Barnes, he owns half of Cobra Kai, if I'm not mistaken.
Bad Boy Barnes?
Yes.
Does he?
Well, the agreement was that if he's going to do this, that he wants half stake in Cobra Kai.
Yeah, but didn't he have to win?
I don't know if that was the case.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he owns half of Cobra Kai.
I hope so.
So
just bring back Barnes too.
Yo, he's a badass motherfucker. He was the toughest one out of everybody.
I don't know. I think Drunk Johnny will take him.
No, Bad Boy Barnes was a fucking animal, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Johnny's got that nothing to lose shit in him now, though. You know what I mean? He's got nothing to lose.
I think you should rewatch Karate Kid 3.
I have several times. Trust me, I'm not downplaying Barnes at all.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is Johnny's a fucking zero.
Yeah.
He's this close from being homeless.
Of course. But the other, if you remember, he's throwing out racial slurs.
Oh, yeah.
He's cursing.
What did he say? Where's your nip trainer now or something, right?
Yeah, the slope.
Yeah.
He was saying all this shit. You know, he was fucking out of his mind, that dude.
My favorite part of part three is after Miyagi beats up Silva and Silva's got the paint all over him. Miyagi's going, wah.
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 Wah. Wah.
Oh, it was great, too, because you know they couldn't get Steven Seagal to play Silva, so they found the next best thing.
Yeah, but I'm glad because, yo, he played it perfect. Like we talked about.
That was beautiful, Danny. Yeah. Beautiful. I loved him.
A millionaire going on revenge.
He's
on
Trump in the karate world.
Yeah, on an 18-year-old kid. The maid is like, the secretary, what are you going to do? He's like, my next mission for the next 2 weeks is revenge.
Yeah.
On a high school kid.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I'm glad John's not here because he'd be so mad if we brought this up, but I'm bringing it up anyway.
All right.
Watch Rocky IV for the 1,000,000th time.
Oh, shit. Did you?
And I've noticed something. When Drago picks up his, you know, interpreter guy, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And throws him.
Yeah.
Bridget is over there going, yes, yes. She's cheering him on.
Yeah.
Where did it go from I'm cheering you on to completely turning my back on you, like in between there?
He lost. You lost, Rock.
He was losing anyway. You know what I mean? Now he's turned his back on Russia once he did that. Like, and she was all with him there.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little inconsistent there on that part. It made me think, like, hey. That part shouldn't be there.
She's a ride or die, but when the fucking Soviet comes for you, you know.
That Iron Curtain closes down.
Yeah, it's a different fucking story.
She had to spread those legs open and do whatever she could do, huh? And she sure did, that dirty slut.
Oh, yeah, she definitely did.
Dave, I haven't watched since the start of season one. You need to watch, dude. It's fantastic.
It's a great show.
It is phenomenal. This week, the MCU is back with WandaVision.
Huh?
WandaVision, as I pick my nose.
Wanda Sykes?
No, it's Wanda, Scarlet Witch, and Vision, the guy with the jewel in his head.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Baby stuff.
Okay, sure. I'm not going to argue it. Not baby stuff, you know, kids stuff. I'll go with you on kids stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm into it. I like the whole Marvel universe. I enjoy it. You know, so that starts up. I've been reading a lot.
You know how to read?
Yeah, pretty well, actually. That's why I always read all the stuff we have to do on the show, because you're a dunce who can't read. So stop acting like I'm the dumb one over here, dummy.
What have you been reading?
Graphic novels. Not real books, Rich. Not real books at all.
Well, what do you got there?
I read The Crow, which I've never read this book before. I was a huge fan of the movie. The movie came out, what, 94?
Yeah. Was that your go-to for the chicks at one point?
The Crow? No.
No?
No.
No. You ever have that movie that you just, like, put on? Like, because I talked to my cousin, right? My cousin, he would always, like, try and get girls to sleep with and shit, right? And he'd be like, yo, I every time I would hang out with a girl, I would put on Liar Liar with Jim Carrey.
Really?
And I'm just like,
comedy? What? No, yeah, comedy is not a good thing to put on.
Yeah, he goes, I'd put that on. I tried to watch it like 1,000 times, and every time, you know, he'd wind up like being with some chick.
And raping her.
Yeah, and raping her.
He had to rape her,
I guess. I'm like, what a fucking movie. I'm like, that fits perfect for you. Liar, Liar. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Like, I guess.
Like, what a fucking
movie. Is it the cousin I'm thinking of? Starts with J. I'm going to answer that. And, yeah, whoever this is, hold on a second. Lower your shit, too. Also, to get back to The Crow real quick, the reason why James O'Barr wrote this book, which I found really fucking interesting, this whole kind of story to this thing, was he was on a suspended license. The cops knew his car. This is like back in the late 70s, early 80s. Cops knew his car, so he called his chick up one day, and he's like, yo, come and get me. I don't want to drive. You know what I mean? I don't want to get any more tickets. Chick leaves to go get him, gets killed by a drunk driver. So that was his inspiration for writing The Crow. Now, wait, because so he writes The Crow, you know what I mean? And he kind of feels, you know, so this is my fault. Like, if I didn't call her, or if I called her 10 minutes later, you know, starts doing that guilt, remorse type thing.
Ugh, that's horrible.
So then, writes The Crow. The Crow becomes a movie, and Brandon Lee gets killed during the filming of The Crow. Yeah. So now this guy's walking around
with two deaths on him.
With two deaths. Like, how fucked up is that? You know what I mean? Like,
it's not that
like
good.
The thing that helped him kind of get past his girlfriend and kind of, like, you know, move on from it. You know, he wrote it as kind of a love letter to her.
Yeah, opens new wounds.
Opened the door, for someone else now to get killed because of your creation. Like, what a fucked up. Like, tragic.
That just goes to show you, man, you know, you don't have any control.
No, nothing's in our control, and shit happens. Like, he's kind of, you know, at peace with it because, you know, he talked to Brandon's fiance at the time, or wife at the time, you know, and the Lee family, and they all really, you know, reassured him that this has nothing to do with you, you know what I mean? But still.
Fucking, duh, fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. But if you've never read it and you're a fan of the movie, real quick, we're going to get to you, Cole, in 2 seconds. If you've never read it, read it. It's fantastic. Like, it was so different from the movie. Like, it's so different.
Yeah, you're saying that you wish they would have done it on the book instead.
Because it's a lot darker. He's a lot more relentless. He's vicious in the fucking comic. Like, he's really fucking vicious. And it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. So, nice. All right, Super Ugly, who we got?
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Michael.
Michael.
I mean, this is SC Steve. What's going on? You guys know me as SC.
SC Steve. So your real name's Michael, huh? Why do you go by Steve then?
Stone Cold.
Long story.
You just blew your cover, bro. Did we just get a scoop? Do other people know your real name is Michael?
I'm not used to calling in to, like, shows as much.
Blew your cover. No,
you just blew his cover.
No, he blew it. Because no one would have picked up on that. The fucking maniacs that watch, you know, from the shadows, they wouldn't have picked up on that.
Of course they would have.
Of course they would.
Well, no, they already know my name, so whatever.
So what's up?
What's up, Steve?
Yo, so smoothly come in and switch topics. But yesterday, Wednesday morning, I was listening to the show after work, after you guys, you know, recorded it.
Right.
And it couldn't help but the fact that you left us on a cliffhanger.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. And, dude, this isn't a cliffhanger. We can't divulge secrets on air because then other places might steal it. No, but the ideas are ideas for a reason, and you don't. That's like me having a movie idea and being like, "Let me just lay it all out on here, so someone else can quickly come in and steal it." You know what I mean? Like that's
what he's talking about.
He wants to know what you're going to be doing differently in your new shop in comparison to what barbershops do on the regular.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what are you going to do to change the game?
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
like I said, Steve, like, I understand, you know, you want to know. Well, visit New York one day when the shop's up and running. You come in and see for yourself. That's all I can say, bro. Yeah. We can't divulge secrets like that.
So hold on. All right, so when the shop opens up, you still want to tell us?
Not like, honestly, man, what I do is I cater and I service people to like the utmost, and I know what I'm doing. So whatever I'm doing and how you know my service is, it's definitely something to experience by you coming into the place.
Yeah, it's not your regular walk in, sit down, and get your hair cut and leave type thing. You know what I mean?
It's like a snug and tuggle, something like that.
No.
Well, that's called the Richie special already. So yeah.
No, if you check like my Insta or whatever, I'm big into like the shaves and stuff like that. So I get pretty involved in the type of work I do. I'm pretty good at what I do too. So, like I said, if you're in Long Island ever one day, you throw us a shot. I'll have you come down.
Long Island, dude. Fuck.
Where are you?
I'm down Jersey.
In Jersey.
No, Jersey. That's, you're not far at all. Right.
You're down the fucking block.
A few hours away, bro.
It's not even that bad.
A few hours away, dude. I've driven to Long Island.
Yeah, but where in Jersey are you? What are you, in South Jersey?
By Trenton.
All right. Yeah, so you're kind of on that Philly border, right?
So you go... If you go to the Hamptons this year, or next year... No, this year. If you go to the Hamptons, you hit us up.
What's that to do in the Hamptons?
Well, oh yeah, there isn't anything, right?
Yeah, what the fuck is there to do in the Hamptons?
Back in the day, people used to go out there to have fun. Now,
now
I guess not anymore.
You know,
huh?
You could surf cash from the beach.
Last year, I went to the shore. It was still packed.
Yeah, that's the shore. The Hamptons is dead, bro. The Jersey Shore, I guess, is still going, but because the Jersey Shore is also like a carnival. Mm. Like, it's not like the Hamptons was clubs, and that was really it. It was just clubs. So, you know, there was no, like, fucking boardwalk where, you know, you got the Ferris wheel and shit.
Let me ask you a question. Now, are you around the barber business at all or no?
Actually, I get my hair cut every week.
Oh, all right. You see,
Scott says you live in Wyoming.
Wyoming? Who said that?
Scotty.
I don't want to touch you with that guy.
All right. You have, what do you get, a skin fade?
I can get a skin fade, medium skin fade.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you would get your hair cut once every week, to once every 2 weeks, pretty much. You get a beard with it?
I get them every week.
You have a beard?
What
was
that? Type of Floyd Mayweather type.
Which one? The one that's fake or the one that's real?
The one that's real.
Oh, all right.
I
well,
can only really grow a goatee.
All right. Well, I could spray a fake beard on you too, also if you need.
Now, Josh coming in with asking the hard questions. Is Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee related? Yeah, it's the only reason why Brandon Lee's famous, pretty much, is because his dad was Bruce Lee. I mean, I don't think we'd know who Brandon Lee was if it wasn't for Bruce.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, or Josh, you know, in the future, Google's a thing. You know, you can always just Google that one. That's a Google question.
Yeah, we have a lot of crazy, fun stuff here on Long Island. Anyway, you should come visit. We have the lake.
Oh, Lake Ronkonkoma. It's cursed.
Yeah, the cursed of the Lake Ronkonkoma.
We have the cursed lake.
Yeah, we have the Mary's Grave. We have Mary's Grave over here.
We got a Dairy Queen over on 112 now.
Yeah.
I remember I went clam fishing. Is that how you call it? I don't know. There was a shitload of clams over there. That's why.
Oh yeah, you can go clamming and shit like that. Yeah, I did that as a kid. You get what are they? Piss clams.
Yeah, we got walleye over here. We can go fishing. Yeah. There's a whole
it's
lot of
stuff.
Shit.
We got a Sonic over by the mall now.
Yeah. Yeah, Mary's Grave over in Stony Brook
Long
too.
Long Island stinks. I can't wait to leave it.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
It's so secluded, dude. I don't like to be be honest.
Dude, you know what I worry about? Like, when the floods come, like, we're fucked. Because we only have two places to leave this place from, and they're going to be jam-packed. Like, you're not leaving here if shit goes down. You're just going to be fucked.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, that's why I want to get out of here fast, especially with the way the country's turning into. I can't wait to fuck. I need to leave here, like, now.
Yeah.
Because if shit breaks down...
No, we don't have any food, no nothing.
We're gone. We're done. We're cut off from the world.
Yeah. You need a boat, and even then, you're fucked.
Yeah, we're like Hawaii. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing but... Even though we're so close, we're like inches from real land.
Yeah.
It's not enough. Like, we're fucked.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, we're going to let you go, brother.
All right, yo. Well, you guys have a great show, man. I love what you guys do here. Best thing on Tuesday night. Thanks for answering my call, man. You guys have a good night.
Absolutely. Anytime, my man. SC Steve, huge supporter of us, and I enjoy him. I know he rubs some people the wrong way, but he's never rubbed me the wrong way. He's only rubbed me the right way.
Nice.
So I like Steve. He's a good guy in my book. In my book, he's a good guy.
Yeah. In my book, that's not all right.
What is that?
Death Proof.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Where did the show go?
I don't know.
It's 12 minutes till we stop.
8:18, brother.
What the fuck happened?
Oh, and Jess is under the weather, so there will be no Unfiltered Marriage tonight.
Motherfucker!
I know, 2 weeks in a row. People are going to be very, very upset. Very, very upset. One more thing I wanted to get into before we get out of here. Eminem and Snoop are now at each other. What is this about? You know about this?
No, I've seen a little something on it. What did you hear?
Snoop Dogg, I think, downplayed Eminem as far as being an MC.
Get the fuck out of
here. And
where
he is as far as greatest of all time. And
why would he involve himself in that conversation? That's just stupid.
I was wondering the same thing. Like, why don't you just keep your mouth shut in general? Because
it's so much easier.
I mean,
why?
Let's be honest. Snoop Dogg has what? One solid album and then a couple of random hits here and there.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's famous all around.
Now, like, people are not going to like this.
He's a personality, too, though.
Eminem's maybe got three solid albums and then.
Yeah.
But as far as Eminem being in the greatest of all time category, I'm kind of in the side of he's not.
No.
He's not.
He might be almost top five.
No.
I'm saying six or seven. Like,
I disagree, and a lot of people aren't going to like that. I know people love fucking Eminem. I know they fucking ride his dick all over the place, and, you know, he's the greatest fucking thing ever. Even from day one, like the Slim Shady LP, I was never like, this guy's... The only time I really, really was all in on him was... the second album, the Eminem Show, and his 8 Mile phase. Mm. Like, after that time period, I was like, all right, he's back to just being mediocre to me.
Second album was awesome.
The second album and Eminem Show are fucking bona fide classics. Like, they're fucking front to back, absolutely fantastic albums. The 8 Mile stuff where he was battling everybody and ripping people to shreds, Benzino and all those people.
While Snoop is doing terrible splashes on AEW, but let me tell you something. I've seen Snoop on like 10 different kind of shows. He's a personality.
Oh, he's a
marketing
genius. Yeah, yeah.
I seen him on a Daredevil show the other fucking day with, who's that guy that always has a shirt off? That
Steve-O?
Rogan's friends with.
Oh, Bert Kreischer. Yeah, he's on that new show with him and Cody Rhodes.
Yes, yes, and Cody.
Yeah.
You know, I see Snoop Dogg everywhere. He's a personality at this point. He's not just a rapper. He's more than that now. Eminem is just a rapper at this point. You know?
Yeah, and like one that comes and goes. And really, when he comes, it's like, what did you do?
He comes. No, he comes, all right.
But I mean, like, his past few albums... There has been nothing on there where I'm like, this is great. Like, this is good stuff.
It's not.
Yeah. I can't remember the last Eminem album where I was like, this is good.
The one with them, I'm Not Afraid, that album was pretty good.
Recovery was that one? That one was all right.
Was it Recovery or Relapse or something? Right?
I forget. One of those.
One with I'm Not Afraid and like...
that one had a handful of good songs.
Yeah, they had a few really
That had
good
Love the Way You Lie, right?
Yes. And, Spacebound.
The Monster.
I'm a Spacebound.
There's a monster. Right, that one. Yeah, that album was all right.
Spacebound and a couple of other... They had a few good songs on it.
Yeah, that one was decent. But I mean...
But that was a long
time
ago.
I'm sorry, Miss Foulmouth, but no, I don't... He probably doesn't make my top 10. Like, you got Jay-Z, Nas. I'd put Kanye over him easily. I got people like Method Man I'd put over him, Biggie, Tupac, Big L, Big Pun. I'm already at 8, and I'm really not even thinking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying I 100% dislike him. There's a lot of
other rappers that you could just, you know, that
I put Mos Def over him. I put, you know, yeah. I put fucking Sean Price over him.
Yeah, you got to go with longevity and everything else.
Redman,
style.
I put Redman over him.
Yeah, but those guys haven't. They can't write. They can't still write though. That's the
problem.
Already
watch this. I put Busta Rhymes over Eminem.
Stop.
Busta Rhymes has been around for fucking 35 years.
I understand that, but come on.
And the guy has hit after hit after hit.
No, I understand.
And he makes you bop your head every fucking time.
Of course.
So how can you not?
But you're talking about MC. You're talking about an MC.
Yeah, and Busta Rhymes can't rhyme. Are you fucking kidding me?
Of course he could rhyme.
Dude, the guy's a beast.
Vinny Paz. I like Vinny Paz.
Wu-Tang!
And I like all those like the people that he runs with. We actually, who is that we were talking to that knew, like, they were talking about Vinny Paz and, like, Ill Bill and maybe it was your boy that we were...
Bobby J? No, it wasn't Bobby J.
No, it was...
It wasn't Rock, right?
I don't know. Whatever. I'm souls of mischief.
I don't remember. Yeah. Well, I know Richie thinks R.A. the Rugged Man should be in top three. So.
No, stop.
You know, someone put Mobb Deep. There's another great. Yeah, Mobb Deep. They're grouped up.
It shouldn't be in, like, whatever, but they have probably one of the top three
infamous.
Best albums of all time.
Yeah, Infamous is untouchable.
No. Yeah, and they're not like. They're not even in my top 10, but that album is a flawless
And, like,
album.
Anyone who doesn't have Big Pun in their top five, you're a maniac. Like, yeah. I know the guy's got a small catalog, but so does Biggie.
His catalog.
And everyone puts Biggie on this fucking pedestal. And, honestly, yeah. I put Pun maybe over, I don't know,
Pun
Ready to Die
nasty.
And Capital Punishment are, like,
so good.
They're both genius albums
they're
that it's
so
hard
good.
To... But
they're so good.
Yeah, I don't know if I could pick between those two, but that's yeah. what I mean. Like, if you're going to bring up Biggie... With his small-ass catalog, like, Pun needs to be brought up. Pun is a fucking monster
yeah.
on the microphone.
Yeah.
Like, his presence, when he would come on, it was fucking... there was nothing like it.
No, it's so good. It's so
like,
good.
Like, the Deep Cover remix was fucked... Your head blew off the first time you heard that.
Yeah.
And then remember the thing he did
yeah,
with
what
Cuban
about,
Link?
What about the first time you heard Who Shot You?
Yeah, again,
the
or
fuck?
The what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or fucking...
what the fuck, man? That shit was good.
What's it,
music.
Warning? I mean, everything yeah. on Ready to Die is almost untouchable.
Yeah.
You know, but it's one album. But Biggie gets this praise that, you know, and
he's
then...
He's the Bo Jackson of the rap.
And then I bring up Big L, where I still have a challenge out there. Find me a bad lyric from Big L. But you can't do it. The guy has... 100% solid on everything he's ever written and put together. Like, yeah. And he doesn't get brought up almost never. He was so far ahead of his time that it's ridiculous. Like, what he was doing in 93, people didn't start really catching on until about 98, 99.
Yeah.
You know? And that guy never brought up. You know, you got people from Boot Camp. You got Starang Wonder. You got Rock. You got Sean Price. These guys are beasts
yeah.
that nobody even knows about.
Yeah.
You know, so I know everybody loves Eminem. They love to get on that train with him. But I'm sorry, KRS-One Mads. Come on, you're showing your age there, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll give you this. Step Into My World is a fucking monster record.
Yeah, he had one good
love
song.
Love that song.
And you know what? Know what negates it? Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. I hated that fucking song.
That's the
I
sound
hated
of the
it.
Beast.
I hated it. No, yeah. The sound of the police was the other one, right?
No, that was the next line.
Oh, all right. Exactly. But that fucking song, when I would hear it, I was like, shut this off.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. And this, like, Mads is the type of person who'd be like, what about Rakim?
Yo, and
what about
deep,
Big Taddy Kane?
They did Back to the Hotel.
Okay.
You remember that song?
Yeah.
Back to the Hotel. Back to the Telly.
Scotty writing Dead Prez up there.
I love fucking...
Remember Killer Army?
Reasonable Doubt. Killer All at the extension of Wu-Tang. Oh, God.
Killer Army, Sons of Man.
Yeah, horrible stuff.
They had so many. They had so many, and none of them took off.
No, that's disgusting.
It's like Capadonna, too. I hate that they made him like an official member. I was like, no, you should. That kind of lessened your group.
Yeah, you gotta keep it fucking pure.
Yeah, he wasn't on Cream, you know? Like, it's the P.
Yeah.
He wasn't on Protect Your Neck. No. Leave him off.
Yeah, he's, you know.
All right, I think we can end it there. Ghetto Boys, there you go, Mads. Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
One of the best album covers of all time, too, by the way.
Yo, Willie D from the Ghetto Boys, he's got a great fucking podcast show on YouTube. If you guys...
Does he?
Yeah, I forgot what it's called, but I'm sure if you guys check around for him, he has a great fucking show on YouTube.
R.I.P. Bushwick. But, yeah, as I was saying, one of the greatest album covers ever. With Bushwick on the gurney and his fucking eye was shot out.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the phone and the other two guys. And that was a legit shot. Like, genius whoever got that picture at that moment. Because, like, to recreate that would have been, like, it would have been work.
Yeah.
But the fact that they got that picture when he got shot in the hospital, like, what a fucking awesome, awesome cover.
Yeah. Rakim, awesome. And, Andre 3000.
I like Andre. I don't like Outkast. I like Andre.
Yeah, Andre 3000 has like 16s that are
Jada Kiss. Good
phenomenal.
Call, Scotty. There you go. Jada, another beast.
Yeah, he's in a lot of people's top five that are alive.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and that's a known thing too. So Jada's known to be in the top five.
But I heard you say Reasonable Doubt, and that might be my favorite album of all time as far as hip hop goes.
I re-listened to a lot of the songs, and I'm like, wow, these songs are so good.
Dude, just the beginning with the. Jay-Z's gonna stick your head up your ass. That whole shit. And then it drops to fucking Knock the Hustle. My God, is that fucking good?
It's so good.
Knock the Hustle, and then what's the other one? Feeling It.
Yeah.
Friend of Fire. I mean,
all of it.
Yeah,
it's
Dead
so
President. The whole album, front to back, is fucking absolute.
Classic.
It might be my favorite rap album of all time.
It's so good.
Jay-Z to me is number one.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
because there's just so many, and it's for so long, and all of them are so fucking good.
Like, after the Black Album, I can argue he started falling up. But the Black Album was like his eighth album.
Yeah, there's so many good songs in between. So many songs.
Yeah.
So.
And the Black Album is a masterpiece also. It's right next to Reasonable Doubt, in my opinion. The Black Album is front to back.
Blueprint.
And the last Blueprint song on it, you know, the...
First Is My Last...
Yeah, and then, is that the last, song,
right? I think it's the last song.
Yeah, that song, yes, you're right. Treat my first like my last,
It's so good.
And then Encore is fucking...
It's amazing. The whole album is just, it's incredible.
Because the lead up, the beginning of Encore with the Gladiator clip, it's just, Jay-Z knows what the fuck he's doing, and he's just a master, like...
Yeah.
I can't, you know, to me, he's number one, and then there's everybody else.
Yeah.
He literally is the blueprint. All right, guys, that's it. No Unfiltered Marriage tonight. Jess is under the weather. We will be back next week with Unfiltered Marriage.
With a happy show. We won't listen. No politics next week. All right?
Well, the inauguration, I think, is... What do we got? Today's the what? Oh, we're the day before the inauguration, so...
Yeah, it'll be old news by then, so guys, enjoy your lives. That shit don't matter, man. Just enjoy yourselves, enjoy your lives, take care of your friends and family. That's about it.
That's it. All right, guys. RussosBrand.com. Head over to RussosBrand.com and go subscribe. It's only $3.95 a month. You get brand new shows every single day, and for fucking peanuts, you're paying. So go to RussosBrand.com. If you're listening to us on The Brand... Check us out Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over on YouTube. Super Ugly Show. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell. You get alerted as soon as we go live every Tuesday night. We never miss a Tuesday. So be here, you fuckers. OPRadio.com. It's the 1 year anniversary from when Opie was on. Did you see that Facebook post I put up? I got the memories thing. So that was episode 200. And, shout out to the Opster. We still appreciate him coming on, doing the show. Still, like, one of the very few podcasts that Opie's has ever done. It was a great time. He was nothing but a gentleman. He's been nothing but supportive of us. And we love the Opster. So go to opieradio.com. Subscribe to his podcast over there, wherever you get your podcast. And, of course, statementgames.com. Go place your free prop bets and we'll win real prizes. Cash gift cards, memorabilia. I don't know what else, but go over to Stamen Games. You can pay to play. You got a better chance to win if you pay to play, but you don't have to, and you can still win prizes. So go to StamenGames.com. Next week, Unfiltered Marriage is back, and of course, we'll be back next Tuesday, and we will see you then. Peace.